This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health and Pregnancy channels. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes and can now be heard on TuneIn Radio as well for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with best-selling author, celebrity doula, and founder of the Joy in Birthing Foundation, Judita Tornetta. Judita, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So, Judita, you are a birthing coach and postpartum doula. We have learned that you have delivered over 600 babies, and I'm sure that this is hard and a hard question, but if you could pick one tip for expecting moms, what would that be, and what advice would you give them for the best birthing experience?
I think one of the most important things to remember is to stay in the moment. A wave, a contraction, what is called a contraction, I'd rather call it a wave, really lasts 1 minute, and then you get a reprieve. So if we stay with that idea of just 1 minute at a time, I think that women can really manage labor and delivery a lot better. And also remembering that our body is made to deliver baby, that we have done it, that there is 7 billion people in the world as a result of mothers birthing babies. And so instead of looking at it as something sort of that happens to you, it's more like you and your baby are coming together 1 minute at a time to bring a new life into the world.
Your first book, Painless Childbirth, was a bestseller, and in that book you give readers the top 10 tools for bringing harmony, health, and happiness to the birthing room. Can you share some of these ideas with the listeners?
Absolutely. I think that the first thing to, like I was saying, the first thing to remember is that birth is a spiritual journey, but it's also very primal. You have to remember that your primal brain knows what to do, and it's just your chattering mind that sometimes stands in the way of the kind of birthing experience that you desire. It is also very important to pick a healthy care provider who is supportive of the kind of a birth that you want. Birth should not be taking lying down, as they say. You should be able to move around to manage the wave of labor. It's not something that should be done the entire time in a hospital bed and lying down. Women need to use their body to bring this baby down. Also, extremely important is to remember that fear can actually stop labor chemically. Fear brings adrenaline into your bloodstream, and which stops the uterus from contracting. So it's very important to create an environment within and an environment without that promotes relaxation and peaceful and serenity without fear. It's a great tool to use is water. Water, we actually call it the water dural versus an epidural, which is a drug that is used to, a procedure that is used to stop the pain. Water can actually really relax your body, and you can manage, again, labor a lot easier. It's important to remember that your body is a marvelous and perfect crafted force of nature, and then you can do it. Trust in yourself. And again, question authority. Remember, you need to ask to for the medical people to support your idea as long as everything is okay, versus just to abdicate to what they think you should do.
Now, also, I understand that you have a new book coming out early next year in 2015 called Conversations with the Womb that inspires women to connect with their ancient feminine power and to use the 9 chakras of creation to transform and manifest the life they want. What is the one thing you want readers to take away from this book?
I think that one of the most important things is that we think that we can think, we can do all the work that we need to do to create and manifest a new job, a new idea, a new life in our brain. But actually, womb-caring women have this sort of second brain, a very powerful, powerful tool. So if they listen and tune into their gut feeling, if they're tuned into their actual womb, they can manifest a lot more readily that which they desire. Womb conversation is about turning in, tuning in, and expanding your own self-esteem and your own intuition and transforming your life in that which you really, really desire and want. We have this amazing tool, this amazing organ that can create a whole human being. It is nothing for the same organ to create whatever it is that you like to manifest.
Today we are with best-selling author, celebrity doula, and founder of the Joy and Birthing Foundation, Juditha Tornetta, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Pregnancy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Juditha, we have learned you are the founder of Joy and Birthing, a place our listeners can go to obtain a doula, but tell us about your Loving the Mother workshops you are doing around the world, which is impressive. Where is the next one, and what can people expect out of attending a Loving the Mother workshop?
I'm so glad that you asked me about that. Loving the Mother, it's really my love. It's a workshop that we do every year in Bali, Indonesia, as well as in Europe and many other places around the world. Basically, it's a workshop that allows you to feel more connected, empowered, and ready to create the life that you really deserve. It is raw and deep, and it's a raw and deep uncovering of who you are, surrounded by a group of what I call spiritual midwives, or women from all around the world. And you gain the tools you need to make those desires and the reality and leave with the truth of who you are and the motivation to bring about everything that you ever wanted. And not just personally, but you, so many women from this workshop then become teachers and instrument of change in their own culture and in their own city and communities.
Tell me, we love talking with entrepreneurs as well that give back. In 2012, I understand that not only did you found the Joy and Birthing Foundation, a nonprofit organization that provides free doula care for families in need. Tell us more about this and how people can benefit from the foundation.
Well, the foundation is a bunch of people, a wonderful group of doulas that are committed to community-oriented way of caring for mothers. We are dedicated to helping families through pregnancy, birth, and the postpartum period, and all our services are on a volunteer basis, therefore free of charge. We are now working with several organizations in Los Angeles, specifically with organizations that care for mothers in the foster care system, with teenagers, with mothers that are in homeless shelters, to help them through education and actually physical help by going with them to the hospital during the birth and providing doula care and support free of charge for those families in need. And the Joy and Birthing Foundation is at joyandbirthingfoundation.org.
Now, where can our listeners be in contact with you before you go, get more information accordingly, and to also pick up your books?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to my main website, which is joyinbirthing.com. If you'd like to participate in one of my international workshops, we also have the lovingthemother.com workshop. But everything will be found on that primary website, joyinbirthing.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, final remarks, or a final tip for the listeners today?
I think that the most important thing is to realize that women are a lot stronger and a lot more powerful than they sometimes believe themselves to be, and that there is a real importance in coming together with other women to explore our strength, to explore our potentiality, and to manifest everything that we would like to manifest.
Well, Juditha, it certainly has been our privilege, and I really appreciate your taking the moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best, and you're certainly helping out so many mothers out there and future mothers as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with best-selling author, celebrity doula, and founder of the Joy and Birthing Foundation, Juditha Tornetta. And once again, the website of reference is joyandbirthing.com. And for more information about the Love Loving the Mother Workshops. It's lovingthemother.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health and Pregnancy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.